Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Turner Warped, episode number 25. Welcome back. This show will have mature language with immature people using it. So be prepared. Hold on to your butts, because if you can't handle that, you should probably leave.
There will be many bad swears.
Yes.
Hey, nobody handle my butt. I'm so alone!
I've heard people handling your butt, Peachy. It was disturbing.
Oh! It's, and there was, like, when he, like, unhandled it, there was, like, this release, and it kind of sounded like someone, like, pouring a barrel of fish onto the sidewalk. It's just like that.
So, I almost just vomited.
Yeah, you know what I can
do right now.
You were so that's what the weird stuff had to mop off.
I prefer to think of it as a Spitfire starting.
No, that's Bogue. Anyway,
I want to go.
So, space is big, really big.
The final frontier. These are the voyages, the starship Black Fang. The continuing mission to not die.
Maybe get some drugs and money, too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, God, help me. Mars, I'm
sorry.
You chose this life. You chose this. You invited
me. This life.
I'm so sorry.
You're alike.
All right. So, you guys, you land the grav hauler, in between these strange looking trees. Yeah, and I mean, you've got readings like everywhere, Hawk. It's very hard to discern like the distance and like the size. There's readings everywhere, coming from probably Septrax, God knows what else here.
It's like a red glow just all around
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's a jungle.
It's jungle out there. Thanks, Randy Newman.
Okay. It's a jungle out there.
No.
You got a friend.
No.
Me.
No.
Short people got no reason.
No. 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 We're done with that.
Oh, Scott, it's your next character in the next show we do.
You got a friend in me.
Okay,
oh my, you could be a bard. A Randy Bard.
Yeah, you're gonna do really bad. Du, 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 du.
And that's how I cast like Vicious Mockery.
You got a friend in me, Bardic Inspiration.
Shit. Just let me know when to put my earbuds back in.
Okay, sorry. So I get the in preparation, I put the one of our aerosol grenades in the grenade launcher.
The metal tube.
The grenade launcher.
The metal tube with a compressed air cylinder strapped to the back.
Pretty much.
As you close it, you see a green spray painted signature just on the side of the tube.
It's Arthur.
Oh, Arthur. I miss you. I have feelings now.
I'm a real boy.
We ready. Let's go look for some plants.
I got no strings.
Okay, guys, focus.
Right. Who is taking point?
Yeah, I'm clearly taking point. I'm exactly like crouching.
Yeah. Lung pulls out a knife, looks excited, and then realizes that, oh, no.
Yeah, I like tap my shoulder for Felix. Tink, tink.
Pop up, Felix.
You're muted, Bobby.
I suppose I could walk, though. Fine. I'd rather not walk. You're right. You know me too well. I hop up. Yeah.
I assume
this sort of a position where I got like both of my elbows on his shoulder. I'm kind of like taking aim with the pistol, like, and I'm just looking down sights the whole time as we're walking through the jungle.
I'm just keeping an eye on the radiation level warnings on my suit.
Oh, yeah, they're like really high. You know, you've got like your notification basically saying instead of the 10 hours that you had in the green zone for staying out in the radiation here, it's probably more like 2.
Okay, I'm gonna be keeping my eye on that. If it affects anything else, I want to keep an eye on the time reading.
I'm gonna scoop up Squishy, by the way, and just be like, dunk.
I feel like you just see my head sticking out of her backpack, like,
yeah.
Maybe my little medical pouch medic. Sticking out. Yeah. Pocket healer.
Lunk got the medical kit.
Let us know, Hawk, when you see a plant. We gotta bomb these things and start cutting.
So, yeah. The way that this is gonna work is you guys are going to roll me agility plus stealth plus an additional 3d6.
Okay.
Okay. I have a tracking ability.
Well, this is not for that right now.
Okay.
This is just to see your visibility, basically, with the goop on.
Okay. AG plus stealth is a 6d6 for me. A 20 for me.
Plus 3d6.
Yeah, plus 3d6.
30 is total for me.
Yeah, I just want the totals, guys. I don't need the partial numbers.
Right, I don't think Lunk has stealth.
17.
Yeah, if you don't have stealth, it's just agility plus your 3d6.
Lunk has 17.
Yeah, I need totals.
Ooh, 23.
Oh, actually, I'm 34, not 30. 34.
Okay, so let's start. Glix, what were you at?
17.
17 total?
Total.
Okay. Sterling?
21.
21. Felix?
34.
Lunk?
23.
Okay, and Hawk?
20.
Okie doke. Who am I missing?
Oh, he's humming happily. Okay. I don't like this.
The hum of doom.
Checking one thing. Okie doke. Alrighty. Fair enough. Yeah, okay. So, Hawk, you can give me your intuition plus your perception or tracking, whichever is higher.
It'd be the same either way. Okay. I think tracking is more applicable, so intuition plus tracking for me is a 4d6. I roll an 11.
Ooh, okay. On a 4d6.
11 below average.
Okay. So you start to move through the trees. There is some space between them, and it's sort of like slow going. It takes you a while. I'm gonna say maybe like 10 minutes to sort of like check out the area, and eventually you see something sort of like moving, and it looks like it's eating a smaller something. Like a smaller signature has sort of like been picked up by a larger one.
Yeah, I hold up a fist.
Watch out.
Sorry, Felix. I hold up the other one instead.
I'm just gonna walk straight up behind you and be like, "What?
What do you see?"
Up ahead.
I immediately stop when he does the fist thing.
Something is eating something else, I think.
Eating?
Well, a little red dot got picked up by a big red dot, and then I can't really see the little red dot anymore.
All right, everybody, weapons out. Felix, you get down. I should get down. Everyone, draw your weapons.
Before I hop down, can I see what's in this direction, or is this blocked by trees and stuff, and he just picked this up on his sensors? Because like with my telescope, I'm just curious if I can see it or if it's like something that's blocked.
Sure. So give me your perception check.
Okay. Do I get any bonus with the eye? Like, it's not actually in it. It gives me 50% extra, like, range on my weapons. But can I use that for searching?
I'm going to say no, because it requires you to focus in a very specific point.
Okay.
You know, when you're firing a weapon. And in general, when you're sort of perceiving something, it's like you want to be zoomed out first and then sort of like catch any movement and then zoom in on it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say no.
Okay, 15.
15. Okay. So you get quiet and you just kind of like are trying to look around. You can see that something's moving. It appears up ahead, maybe about 15 feet from you. And it's like in the bush, like in through some like thick vegetation. But you definitely see something move. And you hear like a sort of like...
What is that?
That's the sound of something being eaten.
Yeah, but what is that, though? What is it?
I expect it's a chaita eating a zefjerek.
How big is the bush that it's in? Is this just like a small thing, or is this massive?
It's probably like trees, you know, and it's sort of like through some thick vegetation, maybe some stuff like hanging down from the trees. I'd say... You weren't able to really tell. I mean, the trees are probably, you know, about 15 feet tall, something like that. But from the movement alone, you weren't able to tell. You just saw some vegetation move.
Okay. At that point, I'm going to hop down off of Hawk's shoulder. Well, I'm going to take this, and I hold up the pistol with the poison rounds loaded on. I'm going to creep up, and if it is a Chiata, I'm going to pop a couple shots into him, and we'll drag him on out of there. Or do whatever we need to do. Whatever the procedure is.
Okay.
I think Lunk's gonna cut him at the base with her knife.
Sounds good to me.
Be careful.
When aren't I? And I'm gonna crouch down. I don't have my cloak with me this time, but I'm gonna creep off as slowly as possible towards the bush.
Okay.
Gun raised.
Sure.
Flippy, not careful many lots times.
Okay.
I know.
So Felix starts to creep off. You guys see him just kind of tiptoe away towards this location. And yeah, Felix, you can hear the sounds of like, it sort of sounds like branches sort of scraping against each other. And it's like...
Anytime you don't want to do that anymore is fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Such a moist sound.
Creeping Felix out a little bit. I'm creeped a little. But yeah,
they're juicy bugs, man. They're juicy. Yeah.
Do you get closer?
You get closer, and you can see something fucking really big in these trees. It's probably about 10 feet high and pretty fucking wide as well. This thing's big, man. You just now start to notice that, like, the vegetation, like, that's part of the trees or whatever is not part of the trees. It's part of one of these creatures. And it's big. Dude, it's big.
It does it notice me as I'm stealthing up? It
does not seem to notice you.
Okay, I'm going to look this thing over. I'm kind of checking for like a weak point. Like, where does it seem vulnerable for me to shoot at?
It looks like a mess of different sort of like vegetation, sort of like smushed together, you know? It's got like all these different vines and stuff like wrapped around it. You could probably... let's see. What kind of stuff can I have you roll? I feel like this is going to be a... I feel like this is going to be like a intuition plus... what kind of stuff you got? Let's see.
Reactions, bluffing, stealth, climbing, perception. I mean, there's not a lot. I mean, I have appraisal, but that's for goods, not for like appraisal of targets.
I'm going to say that
rifles,
the best thing
I have pistols. I mean,
the best thing that you can roll here is just perception, I think.
Okay. All right. 16.
16. Okay. So, I mean, the only real, like, weak point that you can guess is probably just, like, the thickest mass of the creature. You know, it sort of has a something similar to, like, an upper body, you know? You know, it's definitely got, like, a mass of, like, vines and stuff sort of, like, wrapped around. Probably looks like protecting some soft, squishy bits inside.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to lift the pistol, this big... it's like a... Looks like a huge 50 cal magnum. This is a massive gun. And I'm going to take aim with the thing and shoot. Okay. I'm going to aim at his chest.
Okay, go ahead. And give me an attack roll with your pistol, please. Agility okay. plus your pistols.
And I'm going to add a luck die for this, too.
Okie doke. 17. Okay.
Ooh, plus a 6 on luck die, so that explodes.
Does he get the modifiers for it being unaware of him? I don't think you get.
Oh, double exploding! Another 6, and a 5. Okay, so that is an 11, 17, 17. So the 34. Whew, pretty nice. You see the thing like sort of snap its head like. And it starts to shrink down to, like, a quarter of its size, like, as you hit it with this thing. Yeah. And, like, you can see, like, this bulge, like, in sort of, like, the chest area, like, where probably, like, the Septuract, like, is still in there, like, not digested all the way, you know? Like, and it's just, like, stuck there. It's this lump, you know? And it just kind of, like...
The second this happens, I'm just going to stop there and turn back towards the group. Lunk, you're up.
Do we need to cut this? Aren't they ambulatory plants?
They are.
Yeah.
You don't okay, have to so cut I'll probably anything. Go to cut it and be like, oh.
Look
it up. Can I pick it up?
It's probably the equivalent of like carrying like a big tangle of vines, right? Like imagine like Christmas like Christmas tree lights, you know, like you know, like you got like 150 pounds of Christmas tree lights, like
they're basically inventing different types of knot every step you take.
Yeah, so I'm just like I've got so weird.
Okay.
So I'll just like, carry it back, dump it in the, you know, I'll be like, plant man, can open the thing, please, let go, open the sterling, plant man, open the thing.
I'm standing next to you, Link.
Yeah, open the plant hotel.
Ah.
No, got hand free.
I open the plant hotel.
Punk.
Lunk, do these settings need to be changed at all?
Squishy? Just lean over so you're visible.
They are very hot.
We're supposed to be able to fit 5 in there. Thunk.
Well then, let us get some more.
Okay, Lunk. I think we're all gonna have to tag team this, so maybe... Well, we're going to need those grenades so we can get more than one of them at once. Let's get to it.
Okay. Don't know so hard, though.
Yeah, fast forward, like, 40 hours, and I've got, like, 100 of them.
Right.
I would have crept off in the direction of the next one.
Sure.
The worst that could happen.
So yeah, you start to head off. So like, are you guys? I want to know like how you're sort of organizing yourselves. Are you just kind of staying together? Is this the kind of format?
Yeah, Felix and I are like the attacking group, and then Lunk's the collector group. Yeah,
and I'm the looking at the time on the suit and opening the plant hotel guy.
Yeah, I'm doing about the same. I'm just monitoring. Like, I'll definitely be looking around.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably let you out of the bag because you're getting like squished by the plants and things.
Okay. So let's see here.
That's a lot of dice, guys. Oh, he's still going. We're all gonna die.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, why?
I think it may just be fast-forwarding, because if we want to get any, like, significant number of these...
He's rolling HP for a boss.
It'll take us till next year if we do it at this pace. So.
Yeah. Is that the entire planet? Is your plan?
Okay. So, you guys have spent about 2 hours straight gathering these plants, and you have not had any problems doing so. Glix, you would notice that the overall size of these things is way bigger than the datapad information that you had on them. Mm-hmm. These things are huge, and you guys are quite obviously getting some very potent samples for these. You're going to collect, I'll say probably... Hawk and Felix, give me perception checks.
Okay.
And Lunk, give me a strength check.
You got a carrying skill, right?
I do.
Yeah, you can add carrying to that as well.
Yeah, which is... yes, so 4 points. I'm gonna add a luck dice as well.
Okay. Sterling and Glix, give me your. I'm gonna say logic, plus. You can use. I would say. Electronics, or you can add perception to that.
Can I add my concentration to it?
No.
Oh, I can add perception to logic.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So, Lunka 21.
Glicks. How am I supposed to eat this sandwich I was given by Lunk?
Oh, I ate before we left. I don't think you can eat it right now.
Is there no tube or something on this suit?
I feel like you hold up the sandwich. It's like in a plastic bag or something, and it's just glowing blue.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure what kind of meat it is, but it looks very potent.
Yeah, you might just want to eat the ones on the ship. I... don't think you want to eat right now.
And Felix and Hawk.
I am disappointed.
Felix and Hawk, give me your Felix, it'll be your pistols plus your agility.
Okay.
And Hawk, it will be your I think this will count as a rifle. Plus
a rifle, not a heavy weapon?
Yeah, we'll give you a heavy weapon for that, sure.
Cool.
25 for me.
Okay.
Oh, what a roll. God damn it. No, I got a roll. 5d6 and get something equivalent. I got a 9! God damn it, Bobby! You stole my luck! Fuck!
Wow. That's the equivalent of a critical fail, if there was such a thing.
Scotty cuts his hawk just going boom, boom, boom.
No, I fire it and it, like, bounces off a tree and hits me in the face. I got this blue spray all over me.
Okay. So, in terms of how many plants you get in the 2 hours before your suits need scrubbing, we're going to say that you can get... we'll say that you get the full 10 for the cargo containers.
Very
just
nice.
For two cargo, we have like a billion cargo containers.
Yeah, but we have to like go get these ones in and go back to the ship. 10's good for 2 hours. That's like one every 12 minutes, and we're being careful stalking them through here. Maybe pretty good progress, I'd say, on that 10 for 2 hours. I'd say it's pretty good. I mean, we can be here for 2 days. If we're here for 2 days, we get 240 if we don't sleep.
How do we...
So we get 200, that's a lot.
How much time do we have left in our suits?
Your suits are done. I mean, you basically had to head back to the ship at this point.
Okay, so we're getting scrubbed.
Yeah,
we're getting scrubbed.
Yeah, and definitely Hawk, I'm going to say that you probably used way too much ammunition. Your grenades for these... I'm going to say you probably used double the ammunition that you should have used for these. So how many grenades did you have total?
I think we had a dozen made.
Okay.
So I'm probably down a half, I would say.
Yeah, you used at least six. You misjudged maybe like the scanner readings or something, and like you probably hit like a bunch of fucking Septurac bugs instead of the Chiata plants.
Yeah, there was they'd, a big they'd be, yeah, bugs.
They'd be flying around and accidentally hit a Chihuahua sized cicada.
More like a. Okay. So, yeah, we'll say it probably takes you guys at least another hour to sort of like get the suits scrubbed down and get the. Grab hauler sort of scrubbed down before you can head back out. And you're making another round here. I would like everybody to give me some more rolls, please. So if you're sticking with this sort of format where you're moving along, we'll say do you move the ship at all, or are you just driving out with the grab hauler?
Probably using the grav hauler more so than moving the ship.
Okie doke.
I guess if this area becomes a bit barren of stuff, we would move, would we?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can just go like in a kind of clockwise round the ship, you know what I mean? We head straight west. Well, I guess we kind of want to stay in the red zone, so yeah, I guess it's only half the clock we're going. So, I mean, we don't need to do that right away. Like, we covered, like, say, a quarter of this zone before we need to move. So, we've still got about, like, 3/4 of it to go.
Okay. So, we'll say that you guys have been planet side for about 4 hours. So, I've updated the clock. Okay. And you're heading back out. Okay. So, we're doing another set of rolls here. Okay, so from Felix and Hawk, I'm going to need perception and your agility and your weapons that you're using.
My perception / tracking. I got a 14 and a 46.
This is my perception as well. That's 18. My perception.
Very nice. And then this time, for my grenade launcher, 14.
And with my pistol, 14.
Okay. Lunk, please give me your strength plus your carrying. 14. Okay. 14, Sterling, 14. You rolled your logic plus your...
Perception.
Okay. Yeah. So you get an 18 on that. All right. And Glix... Logic plus your computers, 20. Sure. Okay. As you guys are harvesting this, and we also need new stealth checks. We're going to assume that you guys also had to regoop yourselves. So
just base stealth checks?
Agility plus stealth plus a 3d6 you've regooped. And I'm going to say probably the second coding... has been enough to sort of use your the goop that you have on the ship. You've definitely gone through your stealth goop.
Okay, this is my stealth, and this is the goop roll.
Okay, so Hawk got a 15. Fuzzy Lunk got a 14.
Glick 31.
Glick's got a 19. Felix got a 31. And Sterling got an 18. Okay. As you head out from the grav hauler on this run, you catch a few Chaeta plants. We'll say two. Felix. As you go to capture the third one.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Who was it? It's going to be Lunk. Lunk starts, like, laughing. Maybe it's something that one of the other people say here. And
you know, Lunk probably stepped on a bug and started laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's quick.
And, like... Yeah, you as you like go to creep in on this plant, like get a better shot, it immediately reacts to the sound of the laughter, and several other things start moving around as well in the nearby area. Let's bring you guys over here. Okie doke. I would like some initiative. Let's bring this up. Let's give you guys some turns. Because out from the bushes, several Chaeta plants, huge, huge Chaeta plants, begin to emerge. Push the button harder.
You have
it's
because
others are putting it where in, so you need to...
Okay.
Just type it fast and hammer enter, and hopefully it works.
Or just drag the numbers across, that's what I do.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Alrighty, the Chaeta plants begin to move. Felix, you get a round of surprise.
Okay. The closest plant is where? Right here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to lift my pistol, take aim, and shoot at this thing. And aim is, that's an extra...
Extra one.
Extra one, yeah. Okay.
27. Very 27. Nice. That's pretty freaking good on a 66. Okay. Yeah, so... It shrinks down and to a much more manageable size. Okay. Alrighty. That one, that one just kind of like withers a bit and shrinks down as you hit it. That will be your turn. And now we're into the regular rounds here. Okay. Yeah, you guys see these fucking Chaeta plants. They're huge. They just, like, burst forth from the vegetation. Yeah, four of them. One of them has been shrunk by Felix's attack here. Let's see. Get this one down here. One, two, three. four, five, six. Okay. Yeah, this one starts to move up towards that sound of laughter that it heard. And let's see. Okay, it's just in range. Nice.
No. Nice.
It sort of like raises up its hand. It's like weird, like plant-like claw hand into the sky, and just slams it down into the ground. And you see like this, the earth sort of like parting up as through the ground a vine erupts. And strikes out towards you, Lunk.
Ah!
13 versus your ranged defense.
Ranged defense is 10, so that hits.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
And my soak is only 4 at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Ah! Oh, you don't have any natural soak?
I'm not sure.
I think Ogrons do. You think there's like a plus 2.
Oh, I have 6 then. There's 4 for the spacesuit.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think it's a plus 2.
Check your exploit, career exploits as well that you took in case you get some from there. Or just look at what you did have and minus whatever your armor was.
Tough as nails, plus 2 natural soak. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okie doke. All right, so let's see. 5 damage.
Your
soak absorbs it basically, and it's a hard hit. Like you feel it, but you just kind of brace yourself as this thing does this. And I believe it has another action. Yes, it does.
Lunk has a brief flashback to that time she was wrestling.
The vine just kind of like misses, like it just kind of does like a glancing blow, like probably like smacks into your arm or something. You kind of brace yourself. The vine like gets shunted to the right and comes back up and tries to like smack you again, like in the back, with another 5d6. That's a 20.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, roll 6 plus 2, an 11 damage on this one.
Yeah, it's a hit. Okay.
You get smacked from behind by this huge vine that's coming out of the ground. Hawk. That's
5 damage.
Okay. I'm gonna level my grenade launcher at it. And at the one that just hit Lunk, since it's nearby.
Sure.
And I'm gonna aim a grenade at the back end of it. And try and hit that.
Okay. If you're trying to hit like another Cha'Eta plant at the same time, it's not going to reach that far.
I don't think the grenade will have enough area for that. I think I don't. Are we just treating it as a smoke grenade?
Probably. I would say. Be the equivalent of that.
Yeah, I need to look exactly what a smoke grenade is, but I think it's just the area that it hits. So it's filled.
Smoke grenade. Target area has full concealment for 2 rounds.
So just be where it hits. 5d6 enemy from my attack. Bonk. Oh my god, a 12.
Okay, so you aimed at the far side of this thing?
The square back here.
This is the one that attacked.
Sorry, sorry, this one, the square back here.
Okay, so let's see, where does that fall?
So is a 12 not enough to hit it? Do you want me to roll the d6 for it? Or?
Let me see. Don't think that it is, but let me check. Range defense. No, that's a hit.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, so it lands right, boink, right there and goes...
Just kind of shrivels up. And as that one goes down, another one pops up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'd assume the air cell probably just lasts as long as it... Yeah, just one turn.
Well,
if it's a smoke grenade, it was 2 rounds.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 rounds. we'll say.
Okay, cool. I'll put a little square just in case anything else accidentally walks through it.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, this guy shrinks down. Say like that. Okie doke. That guy's gone. All right. Another of these Chaeta plants heading towards the sound of that laughter.
Long story.
Right there. And let's see. Is it going to notice Felix? I'd say it gets a benefit since Felix has been firing and moving around.
I still have the goop on, too.
I know.
I know. I guess they do have eyes, though. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, listen, they don't have good perception. There's a reason why why I was rolling all those dice before. It was awful.
True.
Okay, he does not notice you. And he's going to head still for Lunk. Hawk is also taking action. Let's see if he notices Hawk. Nope. Okay.
Hawk just like,
shit, dude, sorry. Give a position to me.
It's going to have to use two actions to get in range, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing is just kind of like... it just kind of like moves... It starts like hauling ass like towards you, Lunk, and it's going to engage into melee with you.
Right. Just to check, right, I can't use my spike gauntlets in a spacesuit, right?
No. Yeah, you don't have it on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think the spike gauntlets were part of the...
No, well, those are a weapon.
Yeah, it's under...
But you can't have spike gauntlets in a spacesuit because, you know, punch. Oh, look, it's full of holes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so this thing is going to get into melee with you, and it will strike. And let me just read one thing, because it's got some bullshit.
If any tentacles end up in inopportune places, I'll be very unhappy.
Yeah, you can see
seen Evil Dead, right?
You can see like the hand. It's like made up of all these like leaves and stuff, and you can see like the leaves are like dripping with this like weird chemical substance of some kind. Something is excreting, and it just kind of like reaches down and tries to attack you with it, and that gets to roll a 66. 20. Look at all those ones and sixes in there. That was almost like a crit fail and a crit success, like in the same roll. That's pretty hilarious. Okay, 20 versus your melee defense, Lunk.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Uh-oh, that's not good. That's super bad.
If this is acid, I'm going to be really unhappy.
19.
Yep, that's a, yep. Mm-hmm.
And you are paralyzed.
What, does it go through the spacesuit?
Yes, it does. Yeah, you are considered hindered. Yes.
I've got Nantang.
So
Nantang!
You got a -2 speed penalty. Let's see. Yeah, that's the mild condition under mobility. That's not good. That's its whole turn. All right. The next one up here sees it's also going to go after the freaking sound of the laughter. You guys all have the goop on you.
Also good lunch now shouting about Nantang.
Yeah, it's going to go there. Vine just goes into the ground. And we'll try to attack you. And you took your damage, right, from that last one? Because that was a 19. You're muted.
No, forgot to take the damage, so 19.
Eight. Okay. Alrighty.
13. Oh, shit, I'm on 2 health. Okay.
Yeah. Not good. Okay, this one is going to strike at you with its vine, Lunk. Mm-mm-mm. 14 versus your range defense.
Yep, that's a hit.
Uh-oh. Hope he rolls low. 7.
I'm on 1 health. Yay!
And it gets its final attack. It gets 3 actions.
And its range is insane.
Yeah, it's got a 6 range.
Doesn't he get his third action on, like, oops, plus 10 on the initiative or something?
It has, really?
Yeah, I think it's how it works.
Where did you see that?
The actions. It may have been in the errata, actually.
Now, you guys, I think I'm just making a GM decision here. These are meant to be like really. You guys went for the really juicy plants. These guys are beefed up anyway, so I'm gonna say that no matter what, they're getting the third action.
The 10 my range defense is 10, so that is a miss, right?
So actually, no, I rolled the damage by accident there. Hang on, this is the 5d6.
Shit.
Ooh, 20. So I'll re-roll the damage. Let's see what we get. 9 for damage.
Yep, I'm down.
Yeah, this vine just kind of like smacks into Lunk, smacks into her face. You probably like hear the sounds of some like bones breaking, like as Lunk's hit. Lunk just gets smacked to the ground. And Felix, it is now your turn.
Okay, I'm going to raise my gun, and I'm going to first shoot at this one here. And that's for my first action, and then for my second action, I'm going to take another shot at this one. But we'll see what happens after the first shot.
Okay, go for it.
And I'm going to add luck die to both of these shots as well, just 1 each.
Okay, just keep track of that luck die.
Yep, I got him. I got the track.
Okay, the first one is a hit. And
I'm
going
to quickly snap aim pretty much over to the next one.
Okay.
Do the same thing. Plus the... Okay, so 21.
Okay, that is also a hit. Absolutely. Okay. Those two are paralyzed. That one's down. All right, that's it for Felix's turn. Lunk, please make an endurance check for me. Sixes are bad. You don't want sixes. And you are poisoned, so I'm going to say this is fives and sixes are bad for you.
Oh, Jesus. All right, where's my endurance?
Yeah. You're poisoned right now. I'm going to say that makes the condition worse.
Right. 46. Can I add luck dice to these? I can't, can I?
I think you can. I mean, I figure luck doesn't really matter if you're unconscious or not, right?
I'm not sure if you want to roll more dice, though, right now.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, one of those is removed. So she had a 5, a 3, a 1, and a 2. So you're down a 3 endurance die on your countdown.
Oh, God!
Sterling!
Question. You know that it takes 2 actions to stabilize someone. What was it called?
It's basically like a medicine check.
It's emergency.
So, yeah, it's emergency.
Yeah. So can I move and do half of it, and then on my next turn do the other half?
No.
And then have an
action. Nope.
It has to all be in one action. In that case, I'm just gonna move up to. Oh. What kind of role is it? It'd be strength to drag her, right?
Yes. Plus carrying.
Good luck.
No, that's not good for me. I'm just going to stand next to Lunk.
Okie doke. Glix.
Heal range. I'm gonna move next to Lunk and take Overwatch.
Okie doke. How are you taking Overwatch? Which I assume the remaining Chaita?
Yes.
Okie doke. Alrighty. Yeah, that thing is definitely going to move. And I think... let's see. Still doesn't notice Glix. It's definitely going to go after Lunk.
Not the pistol blasting feeling with all that noise?
He's super stealthy. Unfortunately.
I'm trying to get you killed, Bobby.
I'm removing dice from him, basically. Like, I'm taking away die from his stealth rolls, depending on how noisy he is. But their perception is shit. Yeah, their perception is shit. Okay. Yeah, they don't even notice this. Let's see. This thing is going to move. So
this is helpless target, right? So
5, 6 gets up to there. Okay, and let's read on this.
Overwatch.
Helpless targets. Yeah, automatic critical.
Glix, you're gonna get a you're gonna get an attack on this guy.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll me your pistols plus your agility. Or your intuition, whichever is higher.
Alrighty. Intuition. Okay.
Yeah, for ranged like fire, you get to use either intuition or agility for your attack rolls.
10.
Okay, a 10. I think that still hits. Yeah, that's still a hit. Give me some damage. See if you can actually damage this.
Ooh, that damage. Nice
roll.
Wow,
15. Very nice. Okay, so yeah. You totally hit this thing. And it just kind of like just now notices you.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and instead of Lunk, it just kind of like you see the vine just smash into the ground. Now head towards you.
Oh, shit.
18 versus your ranged defense.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah. Because it never would have noticed you otherwise if you didn't shoot it, for sure.
But it's not getting criticals like it would on Lunk.
Thank you for taking one for the team.
Yeah, it wouldn't even have to roll the head Lunk.
Taking two for the team, most likely. 13 damage.
Okay. So my soak was 5. I have 4 from the suit, so really I only have... I think I can wear my Kevlar vest under the suit, so do I actually have 9?
You have 9, yep.
Okay. 9 soak. Got it.
Yeah, your range defense got lowered because of the thing. So you take a hit easier because you move around worse, but you have more armor, basically. Okay.
Gotcha.
So yeah. You take 4 damage there, and... Yep. It attacks again.
Oh.
23. And a 12. So that's another 3 damage.
Man, your damage rolls are nasty today, Wack. My goodness.
Hawk.
I need to spend 2 actions to reload my grenade launcher. It's a heavy weapon. Takes 2 actions to reload.
Zoom.
Zoom. It's primed and ready, but I don't have enough actions to shoot, so it's my
Felix.
Turn.
Okay, I'm going to take aim at the last plant and try and put this one out of its misery.
Sure.
16.
That is also a hit.
As it's shrinking, I'm just going to shout out, do we see any more? Is that it?
Yeah. A quick scan.
So, Felix, that's your turn. Lunk, we're still in order here, folks. Just an FYI. So, Lunk, you need to make a... Okay, so you're down to two dice. Sterling.
I will perform emergency... I forgot what's the term they use?
Emergency healing.
Emergency healing.
How are you doing that? Healing.
With my space wizard skills. I do have medicine.
Okay. What kind of medicine do you have? Besides the skill.
It's mystic medicine. It's battle medic. Battle psych medicine.
Uh-huh. So what I'm hearing is you don't have anything to possibly heal?
No, what he does is he became so wise and so powerful that he could affect the midichlorians within the body itself and create life. Don't know if you heard that. It's not something the Starlights would tell
you. Is that the tragedy?